Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A group of retired lay employees of the Catholic Archdiocese of Boston is asking the state to step in and appoint an independent trustee for their pension plan. They claim the church is pressuring them to take a lower retirement payout. The Archdiocese responds by saying it's being fair and transparent and offering a reduced payment option because the pension is underfunded. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov has more.
Almost 10,000 people in the Boston area are getting or will get their pensions from the Boston Archdiocese. They're church janitors, teachers in parochial schools, and other lay employees. Among them, David Smith. He's pressuring the church to keep its pension promises.
This is a moral obligation of the Catholic Church in Boston.
Smith was chancellor for the church from 2001 to 2006, the top financial official. Now the archdiocese is giving him and retirees two options: either accept a one-time payout of 83 cents on their pension dollar or monthly payments. The problem, Smith says, is that the church told him and others it couldn't guarantee there would be enough money to pay them in the future. Smith met with a group of former employees at a hotel outside Boston and talked about how the church has presented the offer.
If this isn't the most intimidating presentation I've ever been to, I don't know what is. I mean, they're saying, gee, the sky is falling. People are dying later. Investment returns aren't what they want to be. It's not insured. We don't know how it's going to turn out.
The Archdiocese says it's freezing its pension plan because it's now only 83% funded as a result of the economic downturn. They're trying to stabilize it by paying out benefits now and then moving employees to defined contribution plans similar to 401ks. Archdiocese spokesman Terry Donlan says they're not pressuring retirees into any option. Speaking on a cell phone, he says the selection of a lump sum or a monthly payment is voluntary.
What we're doing is a very responsible, transparent, and fair way of trying to protect the beneficiaries.
Tax experts say retirees who cash out will be accepting less than what they are owed because they're withdrawing early and they're absorbing the losses of the pension plan. They could also be hit with a large tax bill. The Archdiocese says when Smith was running the finances of the church, he advocated for similar radical changes to the pension fund.
It's hypocritical that he would be attacking the Archdiocese. You know, when he left, we were running annual deficits. Today, we're running a balanced budget. We're working within our means. I don't think he wants to get into a back and forth in terms of how we're trying to deal with this situation.
Smith says he's not a hypocrite. He's working to protect the pensions of people who worked for the Archdiocese.
When you lay out the facts that show that the diocese is using coercion and deceitful practices to try to shift the costs of their pension obligations to the employees who worked their lives forever there, I didn't expect that they would nominate me for sainthood.
Smith says because the pension fund is run by trustees who are either employees of the church or have business dealings with the church, the state should step in and appoint an outside overseer. The offices of the Attorney General and the Secretary of State say they've received his request and would not comment further. 1,800 former employees are eligible for the payout now and have until the end of April to make a decision. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.
This latest pension issue comes as an order of nuns, the Daughters of St. Paul, are suing the Boston Archdiocese over the pension fund of the order's lay employees. That case goes to mediation today.